The holiday season just got a little merrier in Poniklá, a village nestled in the foothills of the Krkonoše Mountains. The traditional blown glass and beaded Christmas decorations that it is famous for has just been added to UNESCO's celebrated list of intangible cultural heritage. Brian Kennedy has the story.
Poniklá, a village named after a kind of songbird that once densely populated the forested slopes nearby, dates back to the 14th century. For hundreds of years, it was a center of weaving. That began to change in the late 19th century when a unique glassmaking technology, the craft of blowing hollow beads through glass tubes, made its way to the village, thanks to love, so the story goes. A Czech glass blower by the name of Hena from the city of Jablonec nad Nisou had fallen in love with a local girl, settled in Poniklá, and recruited some weavers to help him blow glass beads, decorated with traces of silver and gold. Over time, the craft became more widespread in the village, and further processing was added to glass bead blowing, silver coating, cutting, and threading. It was in 1902 that an entrepreneur named Stanislav Horna founded the first proper glass bead blowing company in Poniklá, which operated on the principle of internal subcontracting. Marek Kulhavi is head of the company Rautis, which continues in this unique tradition, just officially recognized by the United Nations on Thursday after a process lasting several years.
First, we melt a glass tube over the burner, which we then put into the mold and blow air with our feet and form the bead tube. That's how it's been done here since the second half of the 19th century. We took over the tradition from the Horna family and make the pearls and ornaments the same way. People hand down our Christmas decorations from generation to generation. Each has a story and becomes a kind of family chronicle. It is a tricky work in terms of the manual dexterity, but definitely worth it.
At its height, from the early 20th century until the First World War, there were some 400 glass bead makers in and around Poniklá. Several companies in Jablonec exported the beads around the world. Originally, they were used mostly to decorate folk costumes in Germany, Austria, and elsewhere. But following a crisis in bead sales, in part because a Japanese competitor was flooding the market with copies, a new product was introduced in 1912, glass bead Christmas ornaments, then newly fashionable throughout Central Europe. The process of blowing and decorating ornaments, though done on a larger scale today, has changed little since then. And today, Poniklá is the only place in the world where the traditional craft of glass bead hand manufacturing has been so preserved. At the company Rautis, tourists can watch the entire process, how the beads are blown through the glass tubes, silver-coated, colored and cut, and finally assembled into Christmas ornaments. In all, some 600 types are on offer, along with creative hobby sets that let enthusiasts try their hand at the craft at home.